The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Declan.
What's in the news then?
Well, I heard Brefty mentioned there the news o'clock, the news at the top of the hour is National Slowdown Day. So we are having a National Slowdown Day that started at 7 a.m. this morning and it's running to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the aim of National Slowdown Day, the aim of the operation, and it is supported by the Road Safety Authority, is just to promote safer driving amongst motorists and encourage everyone just to work with us in our Garda Síochána to help prevent road traffic collisions and ultimately to keep people safe in the county and to keep our community safe. And I suppose unusually this National Slowdown Day is being run in conjunction with other European countries, so it's a European wide slowdown day encouraging us all to lower our speed. And you know, for most people, Declan, driving is the single most dangerous thing people will do today in their lives. They will get into a car and they will drive. But it actually is, when you think about it, the single most dangerous thing you will do today or over the weekend. And when you get into a car, there is great potential for loss of life, serious death, injury. So just have a think about that. It's something we take for granted every day, getting in a car, we hop in, we drive, we do our journeys throughout the county without even thinking about it. So I suppose today on National Slowdown Day, we just want people just to think about their speed, driving the limits. It is wet today here in Bray, at least, anyway. So that's going to mean extra braking time and perhaps a further reduction in speed. So just, we will be out encouraging people to slow down. But just do think about that, that it is possibly the most single most dangerous thing you will do today is get into a car and drive it. So have a think about that and please slow down.
All right. Anything else there?
Yeah, look, I know Sergeant Carrick was here last week on her debut, and I thought she did very well, in fairness to her. But she did mention the launch of Operation Uplands, which was launched by Superintendent Rory Sheriff, who's the superintendent for the new Wicklow Southwest area, which is the south of the county. And I suppose just to give a quick update, so that's our Operation Declan, and it's targeting crime and indeed criminals who are travelling into County Wicklow. And how we're targeting them is we're using strategic checkpoint locations with high visibility checkpoints to monitor them and to stop them. So in the last week we've had seven what we call Section 41 seizures. So that's seven vehicles taken off because of no tax or insurance. People driving around the uplands, no tax or insurance in the cars. We've also had three stops for controlled drugs, and we've also stopped a male who was wanted on an arrest warrant and he has now been committed to prison. So in the first week it has been a successful launch, and we are finding criminals, stopping criminals, and indeed putting criminals behind bars. And I suppose just with the good weather predicted for the weekend, hopefully now, fingers crossed, we'll have our 17 degrees maybe tomorrow or Sunday, and people will be out using our beauty spots. Please, I just appeal to people, lock your cars and particularly close your windows, okay? Do lock your car doors when you're out walking. If possible, leave your car glove box open just to show you've nothing of value in the car, and do take all your valuables with you.
Okay, still some reports of break-ins and things like that around. So, we heard last week, you know, from people how to protect your house and things like that. I mean, the evening's getting brighter should be a deterrent, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we do know from our analysis service that there's a seasonal pattern to break-ins, okay? And what happens is when the evenings get longer and brighter, we do see a reduction, but we also see a change in emphasis, Declan, in relation to burglaries. So we do see our sheds and garden equipment and that type of stuff being targeted more, particularly at this time of year. And you know, and if it is warm over the weekend, and people may, hopefully they'll be opening at the house and airing their windows, but if you're out doing a bit of gardening and maybe people have plans, it's that time of year, spring, you know, just close the windows to the front of the house while you're out the back working. And if you have valuable equipment or particularly valuable bikes stored in a shed, do lock your shed, get a lock. And I'd always recommend a security rated padlock. So that's one that's, I just call Soul Secure Gold Standard, Soul Secure Silver Standard, but a security rated lock. And there are also some that you can buy, and they're widely available, that will activate with a very loud 110 decibel noise. So not only will it deter the potential burglar from getting into your shed, getting your tools or equipment, but it'll also alert you and your neighbours. And again, they're widely available. But if you are getting a padlock, as I said, I'd always recommend get a secure one, which is security rated, so secure, gold or silver standard.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, John.
Thank you.
Okay, that is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.